Now on with more news stories. A massive brawl was seen on a riverside bridge. The cause of a blaze at a church remains undetermined following an investigation. And a city centre law firm has raised over £60,000 for charity.
A shocking brawl involving up to 40 young men erupted on a bridge at Riverside and led to police shutting down a street in the heart of the city's clubland. The fight is believed to have initially broken out at the Lady Julian Bridge. Eyewitnesses describe seeing men in balaclavas with one brandishing a baseball bat. When police arrived, the yobs ran off, but later gathered on Prince of Wales Road, just a six-minute walk from the bridge, where another conflict erupted, resulting in officers closing the street. The Prince of Wales Road fight left one man with facial injuries who was taken to the hospital for treatment. Two men, aged in their 20s and a man in his late 40s, were then arrested at the scene on suspicion of violent disorder. They were taken to Wyndham Police Investigation Centre for questioning, but were subsequently released on bail until July the 10th. Investigations into both incidents are still ongoing.
The construction of 3,500 new homes on the edge of Norwich has taken a significant step forward after a controversial wastewater plant to serve the houses was given the go-ahead. Developers said the plant was needed to take and treat wastewater produced by people living at the massive Beeston Park development. The huge housing scheme north of Sprowston and Old Catton will be one of the biggest developments in Norfolk, with up to 3,520 homes on 600 acres of land. However, much like other housing schemes in the county, the development was caught in a limbo triggered by a nutrient neutrality directive designed to protect waterways from pollution. To fulfil this directive, Stretton Beeston applied to Norfolk County Council to build the wastewater treatment works linked to wetland on the border of Dobbs Beck. Broadland District Council has already granted permission for the wetland where the treated effluent from the new wastewater treatment works will be discharged. Rackheath Community Council raised concerns about smells, flooding and pests such as mosquitoes and rats, but County Hall officers recommended approval.
Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service has confirmed that the cause of a major fire which tore through a Norwich church last month remains undetermined. Around 50 firefighters from 8 crews responded to the Redeemed Christian Church of God on Plumstead Road in April. The blaze broke out during the church's second service of the day, but everyone inside, including children, was safely evacuated. A spokesperson for Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service said, "We have concluded our fire investigation. Due to the scale of the damage, which also made the building unsafe to enter, the cause is undetermined. However, we do not believe it to be deliberate. The fire sparked a huge emergency response and drew concern from the local community."
Plans are already underway for next year's Craft Beer Festival after the inaugural event on the first May bank holiday proved a huge success. The waterfront in Norwich's King Street was transformed into beer paradise, which saw 1,000 people flock to the venue to sample beers from local and international brewers. Toby Westgarth and business partner Dominic Burke, who run Sir Toby's Beers, organised the hit event. Mr. Westgarth said, "We were delighted. We were quietly confident that a craft beer festival would be popular, but were thrilled that so many people came out for the weekend. It was a cracking event, and we would be mad not to want to do it again."
A city centre law firm has raised more than £60,000 for charity. Hatch Brenner has reached the milestone by taking part in the annual Will Aid campaign, which began in 2015. The campaign sees the firm volunteer its services to write wills throughout November, and instead of charging for its service, clients make a voluntary donation to Will Aid. The funds raised are then distributed to the campaign's partner charities, which include Age UK, Christian Aid, and the British Red Cross. This year, the solicitor firm raised £15,115, making it the highest donating firm in the East of England and the seventh highest nationwide. Matthew Whitman, a solicitor, Hatch Brenner, said, "We're incredibly proud to reach this milestone and help such meaningful causes."